And we've got Scott Miller without the Commonwealth in the studio with us. You did bring, well, I guess she's not a member of the Commonwealth. But.
She has been in the past.
Okay.
Raina Gellert on my left or on my right, depending on if you're with your back to the speakers or facing the speakers.
Or listening in stereo. Right. That adds a whole other thing to it. Thank you for coming by playing tonight, Molly Malone's in Covington.
Yeah, man, thanks. I truly am always amazed that anybody lets me in front of a microphone live on the radio, I got to be honest. But I appreciate it. Yeah, Molly Malone's will be my first time there tonight since the Southgate House, RIP.
That's right, and you played the last, I think you were the last kind of headliner at the Southgate House. You played on the 30th of December,
yes,
we're pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And they closed it on December 31st.
Did they have a New Year's Eve show? Or?
I believe they did.
Okay.
And but yeah, I know a lot of people were talking about that. They said, Scott's playing that last show, or the last kind of big show.
You know,
there,
that was the V-Roys, and we got together and put out like a greatest hits called Sooner or Later, and we all agreed that we would do one show, Goodbye. That was our thing. And then when they called about the Southgate House, we were like, how can we say no to that?
Because that's your kind of where you came up there, huh?
Yeah, that was one of the first places. Of course, and we toured regionally and stuff before we really broke. It was one of the first places I remember coming in and going, wow, this is a big room. What are we doing playing here? And it was a huge crowd, you know? And that's what back in the old school days when radio worked and promotion worked and record stores worked and everything worked like it was supposed to, and there you were.
Right.
Doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. And while we're on it, the V-Roys, what was that like? You're on Steve Earle's label, and Steve Earle owns the label, I guess.
Yeah.
What's it like to have Steve Earle for a boss, I guess, is my question.
It can be difficult.
It was all right.
It was funny. We actually signed with a label called Praxis that was part of Zoo. And that was Jack Emerson, who passed away, ran that. And it went under, and that's when Steve got out and got clean, and they made Train a Comin'. Jack just made Train a Comin' on a credit card for Steve. And out of that was born E Squared, and we were already signed. And I think it was more like Steve goes, you can keep them.
You know? Okay, so, well, thanks,
Steve.
Yeah,
I'll make the records.
There we go. It is Scott Miller in the studio with us and going to play live tonight, Molly Malone's. And that is a good Steve Earle. It's Scott Miller live on WNKU.
Lo siento. Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the TV's off cause there's nothing on. All the hometown fans are in the stands. Since the team won state cause the coach was great. And then they hired him down in Peterstown. But he didn't win, now he's back again. The next batch of kids could not commit. They were big enough but not that tough, and thought the single wing was just a passing thing. I guess the will to win is oft forgotten when old times there are Oxycontin. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the jobs are lost and the war cost. This kid came back from Iraq, had it pretty comfy cause he drove a Humvee for an old diehard in the National Guard who thought he was safe. Thought the town guy had strafed or an occasional mortar from across the border. He'd always joke in the emails he wrote, tell his mom not to worry none. He was spending his time winning hearts and minds until he picked up a can and he lost his hand. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Then a
writer came from a magazine and wrote the whole town up for the AARP, called it number one place to retire. So the rich folks came and the taxes got higher. With their healthy hair and their perfect spouses, they built big mansions and lottery houses, and the effete and the elite were all walking around with their noses up as they looked down on the people born who could not afford to live in their own town no more, Lo Siento. They even renamed it Spanish Trace, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanish West, by God, Virginia. One more time.
You guys are really good.
Was that too hillbilly for you?
No, that all was right. Just right. Bob and I were looking at each other. We hate everything, and especially Bob. And he loved it.
He said it the correct way.
But
West by God, Virginia.
West by God. See, Bob's from West Virginia, there and you've spent a lot of time there.
I'm married to West Virginia.
So, yeah, we were talking. It's old home week here, kind of. But, man, that was really good. What's the story on that song? I heard you playing that and warming up, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's
that.
Well, Spanishburg's a real town in Mercer County, West Virginia, near where my wife is from. And I would always see that sign when I would go to Athens, West Virginia, is where she's from. And I'd be like, what in the world's down there in Spanishburg? And, like, are you familiar with South of the Border, which is that place on North Carolina, South Carolina border where they sell Baja shirts and fireworks?
Yeah, I know
and
what
stuff
you mean.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I-95.
Like, is it that? Or is it like this little enclave with great Mexican food? And so my mother-in-law used to teach down there. I made a video. You should check it out. I filmed the whole thing down there. And now it's just filled with white dorky people, man. Down there on the Bluestone River, Hank Williams Senior Memorial Bridge is down there, and just a gorgeous, gorgeous valley, like a lot of West Virginia is. And people are discovering it and buying it out and building it up. And
wow!
People can't afford to live there anymore.
No, and we get into West Virginia over there on 104.1.
How y'all doing?
There you go. A lot of West Virginians listening right now. On 104.1. You guys playing tonight, Molly Malone's in Covington. And I played something from Citation earlier, which was produced by the great Jim Dickinson.
Amen.
And I was saying, he's kind of more known for being the father of the North Mississippi All-Stars, but there's so much more to that guy.
Oh, man.
Than that.
Well, God, he produced the Replacements, man. That's right. All you got to say.
He plays on Sticky Fingers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was always, like, even when the V-Roys, he was sort of our dream producer we never got to work with. And then Sugar Hill with that, I guess that was my third record for Sugar Hill. Mm-hmm. They're like, who would you like? I'm like, call Jim Dickinson, see if he'll do it. And they said, well, you need to call him. It's a cold call. So you call him, and you know, you hear these stories about him, how gruff. He's like, hello. Yeah, when he answers the phone like that. He was a history major, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we could talk like that. And he really, I went down and spent the summer in Memphis with him, and I was sort of like, bluegrass rocks just as hard as rock and roll, and I'm going to go down there and prove it.
Right.
And man, he came from folk. He mm-hmm. knew it. He knew it all, and it was he's so gracious and had a great time, and I learned so much. And of course, the guy's full of awesome stories.
Yeah, he's been there, done that.
Yeah.
I remember right after he died, and at South by Southwest, John Hyatt was on stage and said he talked to Luther, and on Jim's tombstone it says, "I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm just gone."
Yeah.
And,
Amen,
yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, he's just a real character.
Can I tell you my favorite Jim story?
I would love to hear some Jim Dickinson stories.
So, we were sitting in there, and he referenced something. I hate the Eagles. Sorry, mm-hmm. but I do.
That's okay.
And, in fact, too much where, like, in the band and on the bus, if they came on, the band knew to cut them off or not to bring them up or anything. It's just, I got an unhealthy. It's unhealthy.
Wow.
You know? I know.
I like
hey,
it. No, I like it.
Long Run is a great sounding record. Awesome. Analog right. at its best. So we're in the control room, and he mentions something about the Eagles, and the band's like, hey, shh, don't.
Not around
no,
Scott.
No, don't. And he's like, what? What's the problem? And I was like, I hate the Eagles. He goes, why do you hate the Eagles? I was like, because they killed rock and roll. And he goes, they didn't kill it, but they dealt it a healthy blow.
There you go. That's great. It is Scott Miller in the studio with us. And I guess the best website for you is thescottmiller.com.
Yeah, that's it. Thescottmiller.com.
That's well, the
we're on the Facebook and all that.
And you got a new EP out.
We do. That's what Raina and I are out doing. Is I met Raina bringing the West Virginia all the way back around here. I did West Virginia Mountain Stage about a year or so ago. And she was playing with Abigail Washburn.
Sure.
And we just met there, didn't we?
There's Abigail's picture right behind you there.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
With Bela Fleck and our buddy Ben Solis.
Well, anyway. So we met, and she's like, hey, my husband's a fan of yours. I'm like, well, he must be a smart guy. And
that's like, I've never heard of you, but my husband likes your music. Yeah.
So we just started doing some shows, and it was really Raina's idea. I was like, let's just knock out a quick EP, you know, and put it out this summer and go work and hit some festivals and stuff.
So, and
don't
here
blame
you are.
Me for it.
No, it's a good CD, or AP, excuse me.
It is Scott Miller with Raina Gellert here on WNKU. And you're going to do Amtrak Cressa. This is probably my favorite song of yours. And what's the story behind it? Is there one?
Yeah. I was writing for an album called Upside Downside, which is another Sugar Hill, my second Sugar Hill record. And this is back in my tippling days. And I had come home and tripped over my dog in the middle of the night and broken my nose again. Because whenever you face plant, you know, when you're hammered, you do it right.
Right.
So I had, you know, you get the big black eyes when you break your nose or whatever. So I was tired of explaining what happened to me when I was walking around town, like, who beat you up or whatever. So I stayed home, had to stay home for like a week, and when I was home, I was like, man, I want to travel. So then I decided to write a travel song, and I wanted to write a song sort of like Rock Island Line, like a Johnny Cash kind of thing. So I wanted to do it just like Johnny did. So I Googled train schedules, and I found this train called the Crescent.
Sure.
And like looked at his schedule, and I wrote the song and was proud of it, and that was done. And then when the record came out, Sugar Hill was like, what do you want to do to promote the record? And I was like, well, why don't we get on the train and tour on the train? So I wrote a letter and had some connections to the transportation department. They put us in touch with Amtrak. We ended up the band on the train, 3 weeks, 21 shows. We did the whole thing, filmed it, and did the train tour stuff before it became hip.
Well, cheaper than a tour bus, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Trains don't stop for very long.
No.
They have a schedule to keep.
Right.
So they are literally tossing your amps out the door.
Well, that's true. I never thought of that. Yeah. That would be a little tough.
Get off.
Right.
Go away.
It is Scott Miller on WNKU.
Amtrak Crescent. Here we go. Well, the Amtrak Crescent, it's a northbound train. When you can't afford to stay no more in New Orleans. So I bought the cheapest ticket and I carried my clothes and the blood beneath my eyes from a broken nose. Cause when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Well, there ain't no ham like the Birmingham to make a fella wanna stay in Alabama. So I cross into Georgia in the Eastern time and dare to eat a peach, take it off my mind. That when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, a train rolls on. Somewhere between right and wrong, somehow I manage to keep moving on. Searching for any place but where I am, and a first and second chance. Cause I had a stop in Charlotte, found a hog's leg joint. It seemed like forever till we reached High Point. Now Lynchburg to Danville is a ghost-filled rail. If you listen, you can hear the engineer's wife wail. That when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Thank you. if you say Bull Run. Or in Virginia, you don't get along with anyone. And just across the river, you can change your tune, like all the politicians up in D.C. do. When life goes wrong, they just go on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. Somewhere between right and wrong, somehow I've managed to keep moving on. Searching for any place but where I am in a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth chance. You know, it used to be pretty on the Eastern Shore, but now it's more New York down to Baltimore. It takes so much effort just to move one train. Why does everything around me have to look the same? Like when life goes wrong, it just goes on and on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on. When life goes wrong, it just drags on and on.
Played that song earlier this week, and I think you guys sound way better than the record, man.
You ought to hear it in tune. it's awesome.
When I'm not running into the microphone with my bow.
I love it. Live radio.
Thanks, man.
Right at the end there, she hit the... I kept watching that and thinking, that might just happen.
We should have put a bell on there.
That would have been cool.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, every time she hits it.
Sorry about that.
That was great.
Listening audience.
That was great.
Loud.
Scott Miller and Raina Gellert, catch them tonight. Molly Malone's in Covington upstairs. Doors open at 7:30. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Come back anytime.
All right.
Scott Miller and Raina Gellert. You catch Scott at thescottmiller.com. And stick around. Chili Peppers next.
Support for WNKU comes from our members and from Andy's Mediterranean Grill, located on the corner of Nassau and Gilbert in Eden Park, offering traditional Mediterranean cuisine, dine-in catering, desserts, Lebanese